You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
It is week 114 of Destiny Pizzas, but you already know that because you listened yesterday and the day before. And you're like, I remember basic things, Drew. Today is Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. 7-15-15. There's something there.
I don't know what it is, I mean, but yeah. There's something.
There's actually something there yesterday. 7-14-15 makes sense. Actually, 7-1-15 would have made a lot of sense, too. But I think that was Wednesday? Yeah, it was a Wednesday.
First, yes.
Okay. Time for some We Viewed Reviewed. I viewed 3 movies.
Ooh. That's a lot of movies.
I know. It was like a very boring week for me this week, I think. I watched... I'm going to go from the worst to the best.
All right.
Human Centipede 3. I finally finished it.
Uh-huh.
What a horrible movie.
Really?
Worst one of the franchise.
Did they get... was 2... 2 was worse than 1?
2 was just crazy.
It was just crazy. Okay.
The third one was just horrible.
Yeah, isn't it just like very, very long or something?
Yeah. It's very... He doesn't even have sex with it. Like, what's the point? He just like makes it... The whole movie... Yeah, it's just like a really long centipede and then like the movie ends.
Weird.
And supposedly the franchise is done, so that's nice.
Good.
We don't need one of these every year like Paranormal Activity.
No.
So yeah, I rate this 2. Actually 2, because I started watching this movie, mm-hmm. like another movie, called Inara, the Jungle Girl. I don't know why. But I have never seen such a bad movie with zero nudity in it before.
Wow.
It has a plot line.
That, not a good
like,
one.
I have no idea. It is so bad. That I feel like I need to finish watching it just so I can talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah,
so
just you can be like, I got the full comprehension of what's going on, and I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it is just like this island that has like only women on it, and this girl's dad was like a mercenary, but he dies, so she goes with them, the mercenaries, to this island, and I think she joins the Jungle Girls. I haven't even gotten that far in the movie. I'm just assuming that from the poster is a girl who doesn't look like a jungle woman with a bunch of women who look like jungle women. So, yeah. No, I'm not going to talk about that much because I didn't finish it. Then I also watched 7 Days in Hell, which is with Andy Samberg and Kit Harington. And
about tennis?
Is it about tennis?
Yeah.
It's been on HBO Go for like a while.
What a weird title.
Yeah. Well, it's about...
Because you wouldn't know what that movie... Like, you wouldn't know that that's like a comedy straight off from the title.
Well, the crazy thing is, I think there might be some idiots out there who don't know it's a comedy at all.
Oh, really?
Because before... Like, you know how they show like the HBO home box office logo?
Mm-hmm.
Then they go into an HBO short sports logo.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then it looks like it's a documentary.
Oh, really? It's that kind of movie?
Yeah, it's like a mockumentary. And
I think whenever I see Andy Samberg, I'm like, this has to be funny, right? Has he done anything dramatic?
I feel Me and Celeste and...
Oh, yeah, that was...
Forever.
That wasn't... You told jokes, but it was kind of serious.
Yeah, like 50-50.
Yeah. Not quite as bad, because that was very...
Like Nebraska.
That one's... You know, well, cancer's more strike that it's... Not going to be a comedy.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, it's about
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, like, Seth Rogen, and Anna Kendrick. How can you go wrong?
Yeah. That's full of laughs.
He's like, hey, I got chemotherapy. I have no hair in my body.
You're so it's bad. Like, what if they did a comedy like that?
Where a
like,
comedy about cancer?
Yeah.
I'm going to give up my boy band demonic show.
Yeah.
Work on a comedy about cancer.
I don't even know how people would take that. Just like a like.
What if it's like a depressed cancer cell who kills himself, and then the person goes into remission at the end?
You're like getting to know the cancer. You're like, oh, he's not so bad. And then you realize, oh, he's depressed.
He's depressed and he kills himself. And then the person goes into remission and the person's like, yes, I got my life back.
But that guy's like a douchebag or something. Yeah.
It's about a douchebag who has cancer.
Then you feel like, bad, yeah.
You're like, oh, I guess I'm judgmental.
Feel bad for the cancer. But then you're like, but it's cancer.
Yeah.
Why are you feeling bad for that? The anthropomorphication of
cancer cells. Cancer cells. It's like inside out with cancer instead of emotions. Yeah, so 7 days in hell.
Any good?
It was pretty funny, yeah.
Cool.
It's about a tennis match.
Kit Harington is British in it? Or is he
American? Yeah, he's British.
Okay.
But he's like really stupid in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Samberg is the adopted son of the Williams. So he's like the youngest brother of Serena and Venus Williams. So I think his name is Andy Williams.
They're in the movie, the Williams?
Yeah, they're in the movie.
That's funny.
And
I like that, actually.
Who else is in the movie? That one dude from MacGruber. What's his name?
That's like Will Forte?
Yeah, Will Forte. He's in it. And that dude from Portlandia. What's his name?
I see his face.
I should just look up the cast of 7 Days in Hell.
That'd be the easiest way to do it.
That'd be very easy. Okay, 7 Days in Hell. Let's see. Karen Gillian. Michael Sheen. I forgot. Oh, he's so funny in this. Michael Sheen. Lena Dunham is in it for a little bit. Howie Mandel is in it. Fred Armisen. John McEnroe. David Copperfield. Oh, they're so great in this, too. I think that's some major ones. I love John McEnroe and David Copperfield in this. And it's about a tennis match that lasts 7 days long. And it was like after Andy Samberg's like disgraced himself. So he's like, he went into hiding and stuff. And like, oh, why don't we try to get him back? And then Kit Harington plays like a tennis prodigy from like a young age.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he's like really dumb.
Yeah.
And then they just keep like stuff just keeps happening on during the match. So it just extends out over 7 days. So it's like 139 to like 140. So it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Nice.
I'd probably rate that one out of 8. Probably like a 6 or a 7. 6.5, I guess. This next movie, I don't remember what I rated Dope, but I think I like this movie more than Dope.
Whoa.
It's Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. It's with Thomas Mann, who was in the running for Spider-Man, I believe. And Olivia Cooke. Nick Swartzen is in it. John Bernthal is in it. What's her name? From that stupid show. Connie Britton. From Nashville. Yeah. And let me find out what the last guy's name is. It is Ronald Seiler II. It's about this guy who goes and hangs out with this girl who has cancer, who has lymphoma. Because, like, his mom, like, pressures him into it, like, do this, you know, this person, kind of. And it's, like, a guy who just tries to befriend everyone in high school. Like, he just, he doesn't make any friends, so he always has a good relationship with people in high school. Uh-huh. And him and his friend, who he calls his coworker, Earl, just make movies all the time, and they get like classic movies and retitle it. So instead of like Apocalypse Wow or Apocalypse Now, it's A Box of Lips Wow. And it's about two soldiers who are fighting in a war and find a box of tulips and are so amazed by it. They're like, wow. And stuff like that. So it's really fun. Like, if you're a movie geek at all, and you like, I highly recommend it. It's just like, there's a scene where they show all the different, because I guess they've made like 40-something movies, quote-unquote, and they show all the box art for all these movies, and it's like, instead of Anatomy of a Murder, it's Anatomy of a Hamburger, and like Death in Venice, it's Death in Tennis, and it's just really funny stuff like that.
Cool.
I really liked it, and it made me feel really weird, and I think it was like one of the more honest movies about high school that I've seen. And there's like really funny scenes in it. There's a scene where it involves pho and cookies. And I thought that scene was really funny. And John Bernthal, like, it was weird because I was watching season 2 of The Walking Dead this whole week, and then I went and I was on the episode where something happens to his character, something major happens to his character, and I knew it, what was happening, because I was a terrible person and I looked it up ahead of time. But then, like, I went to go see the movie. I was planning on seeing that life-changing moment in the show for him. And my friend was watching the movie, so I was like, oh, I guess I'll go watch the movie. And I liked his character so much in the movie, but I hated his character so much in Walking Dead. Yeah, it was really weird.
Contrast.
And it's funny because he has like a bunch of tattoos in Me and Earl and the Dying Girl.
Yeah.
And I read he has like a neck tattoo in real life. So mm-hmm. I was wondering how much.
It's kind of like the opposite Steve Carell, because you always like Steve Carell, and then he's yeah. in the Way, Way Back, and you're like, that douchebag.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's this person that I always hate in everything I've seen him in.
Yeah.
And then in this one movie, I liked him a lot. So I rate this movie. I have to give it an 8. I loved it.
Nice.
There was one scene that I thought was predictable, but I don't know if it was just my experience in life or not. And then...
Yeah, it sounds like
a it's like very good movie. Yeah, because he's like, if this was a romantic type of movie, this is the moment we'd fall in love. But it's not a romantic movie, and we're not going to fall in love. Like, it's like very like self-aware or something.
Yeah.
It's like 500 Days of Summer, but not Out of Order meets like Be Kind Rewind, because that has a black and white guy making movies. Like,
true.
So I guess that's kind of something.
True.
Meets like The Breakfast Club, because you see all the different types of people in high school and stuff like that, which I thought this was very honest.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Swartzen's character was so great in the movie as well. I think I might go watch this movie again. I really liked it. But I'd probably watch it. I think if someone did a double feature of Dope and Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, it'd be like the greatest thing in the world. Like current high school movies that are very real. And I think the best character in the movie is Earl's older brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. It's like this, the way they talk. Now it's time for our discussion. Our discussion this week is Dream Comic Con announcement. And I don't remember if anything happened.
That's what rechecking the internet's for.
That's what Twitter's for. Oh, Edwin says that he saw a pickup truck just last week with the flag hanging in the truck bed and flag stickers on the window. But yeah, we see those flags all the time. And he said, honestly, if I owned the original or a screen-accurate replica of the General Lee, there's no way I'd paint over it. I'm in the same boat as him.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
The Pursuit of Happiness is a great choice for the American Dream movie. I almost went with that one. It's up there. Dream comic book or Comic-Con announcement would be... Barack Obama appearing as a guest for Devil's Due in full Barack the Barbarian.
Yeah, Barack in any cosplays, costume. Really, would be amazing.
And he said, but also a nightmare because I'm not there to get him to CGC sign Barack the Barbarian number one. That would be awesome, though. I'm not familiar with Devil's Due, though.
Not me either.
There's a book called Barack the Barbarian. That sounds amazing. I need to find this. That is... If it's Barack Obama as a barbarian, that is amazing. Yeah, beginning in 2009, so it has to be Barack Obama. Oh, yeah. It is Barack Obama. Oh my god, this is great. What is this about? What if they made a movie of this? That would be... One day, I hope so.
That would be great.
It also features politicians like Sarah Palin, George W. Bush, and Dick Cheney in fictional roles. The series was followed by a one-shot, The Fall of Red Sarah, who I assume is Sarah Palin. I never knew about this. It's only 5 issues. Okay. That's a great Comic-Con. What about you? What's your dream?
I mean, it's simple. Just Marvel getting back all their rights. Very simple. Very basic. Very possible. Possible, I would say.
Yeah.
I would say it's possible. Just saying we're going to give them all up. But, yeah, what would yours be?
Mine would be... I actually just thought about it, so I was going to get rid... Mine would be similar to that. Mm-hmm. But my new one is a series on Netflix called Stan Lee Presents Marvel's What If.
Oh.
And it's like an anthology series where Stan Lee hosts, kind of like the Crypt Keeper with like Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah.
But it's Stan Lee instead of the Crypt Keeper, and it's a what if story every episode.
Yes. That's a great one, actually. That'd be amazing.
Hit me up, Netflix. That was such a good idea.
That would be amazing.
I am on fire.
You're
this week.
Rolling right now. I'm digging all of these. Great ideas.
Wow, that would be phenomenal.
Yeah. Because then you can just do one-offs of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to...
you can, like, go obscure with your characters.
Yeah.
Or you can, like, maybe even get, like, Natalie Portman to be, like, what if there was a female Thor?
Be in a shorts and like, a short version of something. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. And it could be, like, what if of things that, like, what if Pietro didn't die?
Yeah. It'd just be a bunch of, like... Like, what if Phil Coulson had Captain America's powers or something?
Yeah.
All, like, you could play with any of that stuff.
Yeah. So that would be my dream announcement. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
No. I think they're too entrenched in the connectivity.
People are like, we want real. We don't want any of your stupid what if.
We want the real world fake Marvel MCU. Yeah.
And I'm like, but what if... Dr. Doom was an alcoholic instead of Tony Stark. You don't want to see that?
They're like, no.
Like, no, we don't. I should have just gone to Comic-Con. I could have announced that at the panel. That'd be so great. Like, so I did this podcast. We have this discussion. Here's my idea. Now I have to wait a whole year. Ideally, they're going to announce X-Men vs. Avengers.
Yeah, you're like, oh.
I'm like, well, what about my idea, guys?
We are doing a what if. What if the Avengers and Marvel and... X-Men crossed over. I mean, it's happening.
And it's not a what if. It's happening, it's real. So it's if.
We prefer to make if things, not what if things.
And I was like, oh, okay.
It's like, oh, all right.
I'm like, yes. I'm getting shunned by Comic-Con. Didn't think this would happen.
I thought they accept everyone here. Yeah. They're kind of like inclusive.
Next week's announcement. What would you want to see in my... No, I can't think of something. I can't think of anything else. I think we've done like a topic like that, right? Like a what if type thing.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I guess most of our discussions are like what if.
I'm pretty sure we did like literally a what if. Like, what would you be your one what, what if or something like that.
I just start like writing out these discussion answers and like cataloging them.
Yeah, then we can search them too.
Hmm.
Let's see.
Oh. Do we do like a minor character into the focus of a movie?
Oh,
we
do that, yeah.
Like a Disney
minor character? Oh, we've done that like perspective thing. I mean, that's similar.
Yeah, but what about like a Disney character?
Specific Disney.
Like a Disney character. What is the next Disney character to get the live action treatment?
What are we considering Disney?
Like Disney fairy tale, like Disney princess.
Okay, so like that whole arm of
like including Lion
King,
can't
touch Pixar,
no Pixar,
animated,
and no Marvel
animated. Okay, no Star Wars. Princess Leia doesn't count.
No.
Okay.
Do you think she's ever going to get her own movie? What a boring movie that would be.
What are we watching? Like her growing up, like, or is she going to get the?
It's like Little Orphan Leia.
Oh, she. I think she got the better end of the deal.
Better end than Luke.
He's like,
Moisture Farmer.
His uncles hate him, and they're like, I need him to help me. I want to crush his dreams. I need him to help me stay on the farm.
Yeah.
Where she's like, I'm a princess. I kind of rule.
She's like, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Except my whole planet. I guess her planet gets destroyed, but she never seems too upset about it.
His whole family like gets burnt alive.
I mean, yeah, that's the most brutal killing.
Because he like comes back and returns to see it.
Like, I want to see, they should just make that a short, a deleted scene of those, them burning their bodies and like.
That's really dark.
That whole thing is dark. That you see their corpses.
Yeah.
On his front lawn or whatever. Or front desert or whatever it is. They don't really have lawns in Tatooine.
No. Definitely not. If they have to, they're like worse than California. If they have farm moisture.
Exactly. That's how they get their water.
Like that's like worse than a drought.
We don't have to farm our moisture yet.
Yeah.
Not quite there.
So yeah, what Disney minor character?
Yeah. Minor
character. Preferably minor Disney character. Would you want to see get their own live action movie?
Or I guess it could be a major one.
That's, yeah.
I mean, Prince, like it could be like, I don't want to give examples because, but
yeah. It could be like Cinderella.
Just any character.
Or it could be like the fairy godmother.
Who's not the main character. Or it could be one they haven't done yet. I mean, they've pretty much done every one.
But so also, like, I want to hear you describe how
it you want it to be live action? Or
yeah, it has to be live action.
Okay.
It has to be.
Describe the story.
Yeah, or describe how they're going to do it. Like, is it going to be like
is it going to be the same CG tale? Like, oh, okay.
Because like, they're doing like the Jungle Book, right? And that's like, they're doing one that has like,
yeah, they're not getting
realistic looking animals.
They're not getting a real bear, and then
I want a real bear. If I want to see a Baloo movie with a
you
real bear,
see, like what's like Doctor Doolittle animals talk in that movie?
Yeah,
like straight up like that.
Well, no, it's like that Jungle Book movie when we were younger. That was it. Disney?
Yeah, they didn't have animals talk though.
No.
Do you want to see animals not
talk? I want to see them talk.
Oh, okay. So it's more like Dr. Doolittle, except it's not like hilarious talk.
Just kind of like what they used to do on The Tonight Show when it'd be like a picture of the person and just their mouth would move.
Yeah.
I want to see that happen with the animals.
Like Ed, where they put peanut butter in the horse's mouth, that old TV show, and he just talks. On Netflix today, The Sweet Blood of Jesus.
Which was directed by Spike Lee.
H2O Mermaid Adventures. 5 new episodes.
Which was also directed by Spike Lee. A lot of people don't know that.
Penguins of Madagascar. That not was also directed by Spike Lee. And The Physician.
Not directed by Spike Lee.
No. That's where he draws the line.
Yeah, that's where he draws the line. That's it. Come back tomorrow for some This Week in Movies in the Now and Trailer Talk. A lot of trailers to talk about.
A lot of trailer talk.
Yeah. So, thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.